SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandame on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Mr. Damian Griffiths, CEO of First Peoples Disability Network. This week, First Nations people with a disability are appearing in front of the Disability Royal Commission, where they'll be telling the commission about the structural violence they experience in the child protection system around Australia. To learn more about this, I'm talking with Mr. Damian Griffiths, CEO of First Nations Disability Network. Welcome to NITV Radio, Mr. Griffiths.
Hi, Bertrand. Great to be here.
Can you run us through some of the evidence that the network is presenting to the Royal Commission this week?
Sure. So we're talking about some of the broad systemic issues that are facing First Nations people with disability and their families when they engage with the child protection system. So some of the issues that we're very anxious to talk with the Royal Commission about is that we continue to see a very paternalistic system that is influenced very heavily by racism and ableism. So First Nations people with disability and their families experience that double discrimination, if you like, the double disadvantage, and that puts their children particularly at very grave risk of having their children removed.
Not everyone is aware of how dire the situation is, actually, and we can't repeat enough the numbers. I repeat them on radio, but you might have more accurate figures than I do.
Yeah, well, this is part of the problem, Bertrand. The first thing to say is we have very high rates of disability across our community. So at least 45% of First Nations people have some form of disability or long-term health condition. And the rate of disabilities is also much higher amongst First Nations children, at least twice that than the rest of the Australian population. When it comes to the amount of First Nations children with disability in the out-of-home care system, we actually don't have reliable data on that. And one of our key recommendations is that we really need to find out exactly how many First Nations children with disability are in the out-of-home care system across Australia. In every jurisdiction, it's fair to say, it seems to be that the number of First Nations children being removed from their families is growing across every jurisdiction, it would seem. So this is very concerning.
Some even speak about First Nations people being forced to surrender their children.
Absolutely. And there's just been testimony today at the Disability Royal Commission about that very fact. A very disturbing examples of First Nations children being removed in what they refer to as birth suite removals, which is a terrible concept and a terrible term, where it would suggest that some First Nations children are removed at the point of birth even, which is a deeply disturbing and concerning bit of evidence that was raised today at the Royal Commission.
One other thing that we hear about in the media and with all service providers is that the child protection system is often hostile and even complicated. How bad is the situation for people like yourself who are on the field working with families and services providing assistance?
It's a very serious situation, Bertrand, and only getting worse. In every community that we visit around Australia, it is a conversation that goes on about removal of First Nations children. And it's especially so when you talk about First Nations children with disability. Often parents are very reluctant to come forward and ask for help too because they worry about being judged as a bad parent. And then as a result, the system will then remove the child. So there's some very serious issues that need immediate attention. One of the things that we're calling for is there needs to be an immediate review into the situation of every First Nations child with disability across Australia to investigate what was the circumstance that led them to being removed.
For many years, we didn't have a disability insurance scheme. This has been around now for a short while. And the general community is facing, a lot of the people, culturally and diverse communities already facing issues accessing services. What's the situation now with the First Nations people with disability in regards to dealing with NDIS and NDIS service providers?
Well, we would say unfortunately, the National Disability Insurance Scheme is largely failing for First Nations people with disability. There's certainly some examples I can find of First Nations people with disability getting access to the scheme and getting good outcomes. But to be honest, the National Disability Insurance Scheme doesn't get a badge for that. That's exactly how it should be working. So we're still very concerned about the way assessments are being done, the lack of understanding within the agency and the disability service system of how to provide culturally appropriate services, how to do assessments in a sensitive and appropriate way. Similar issues to what our friends in the cultural and linguistically diverse community say, actually. They talk about the same barriers that many First Nations people face. But the other thing to say, Bertrand, is there's actually a very high number of First Nations people that are potentially eligible for the NDIS. So it's not a fringe little group of people. It's actually a very significant number. And the number of First Nations people getting access to schemes is nowhere near where it should be.
So a lot needs to be done in that sense. And this evidence is presented to the Royal Commission as well.
Yes, definitely. We're very keen for the Royal Commission to focus on the National Disability Insurance Scheme itself.
Yeah. And what recommendations will you be giving to the Royal Commission so that these issues can be addressed? What areas are you looking at? What recommendations are you putting forward?
There's probably two key recommendations we're putting forward. One of them is that we need to, like I said before, to do a review into every single case of the removal of a First Nations child with disability so that we can properly understand what the circumstances were that led to that child being removed. We need to understand that intimately. We need to understand the relationship between poverty and also the elements of racism and ableism that lead to First Nations children with disability being removed. But we also need to get better data. We also need to know urgently how many First Nations children with disability are actually in the out-of-home care system across Australia.
Yeah, that's information that needs to be put out there. Anything you would like to add to the conversation that we must absolutely bring to the attention of our listeners today?
Sure, other than to say that if there's anyone listening that needs help and wants to understand better what the Royal Commission, the Disability Royal Commission is doing, or anyone amongst First Nations communities around the country that need help, please get in contact with the First Peoples Disability Network and we'll see what we can do to help you out.
Thank you very much. My guest was Damian Griffiths, CEO of First Nations People's Disability Network. Thank you very much, Damian, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.